You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What you need to know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Here she is, everybody. Follow her at UNEEQ underscore on both Twitter and Instagram.
And TikTok.
Oh, yeah. And TikTok now, too.
We're trying to grow that.
And don't forget, hey, listen, it's important to follow her on Instagram because you never know when you're going to get Late Night with Laura. Is it Wednesdays at 9:30?
Wednesdays, 9:30 to 10:30. So it's once a week, Late Nights with Laura.
Yep. All right. She drinks wine. She plays music. She talks you know what.
What do you mean you know what?
Ish. Yeah.
Like, wait,
what, sports?
Yeah, like, wait, hold up. That sounded a little, you know,
professional
sus.
Wrestling?
I mean, that sounded
wait,
sus right
wait, Laura,
there.
That's not sus. By the way, that's a word that I'm going to be using a lot now,
oh,
sus.
Sus?
Oh, you know it, sus. Yeah. Sounds no, sus.
So, yeah, I feel like Morales made it sound very different. Like, Late Nights with Laura is just us, you know, talking-ish. Just having fun, drinking wine,
okay.
Listening to music.
I like it.
That's what it is. Anyways, that's not what y'all need to know. So tonight, if you're going to the Dodger game, shout out, I will be in the house. I just found out I am going to the Dodger game tonight. I will probably not be one of the first 40,000 fans to arrive just because, you know, your girl got to work, pay bills. But if you are one of those 40,000 fans to arrive, you will be getting a Dodger jersey with Jackie Robinson's number 42, which Bunchy is rocking a 42 jersey. So if you guys get there early, going to the Dodger game, you guys are going to get a dope jersey. I'm kind of jealous about that.
First 40,000, huh?
Yep.
When she said it, Funch ran out of the building. I thought he was going to the stadium.
He's like, I want one.
We got more of the show, man. Where are you going? Wow.
That was
I'll
funny.
Sell you mine.
Nah, I got one. I got
one. I'll sell you mine.
Why? Why would you sell it?
Well, you can get one at the stadium.
I don't know. I just want to make money off of her. That's all.
Damn. No. I personally have one. I just didn't wear one today because I didn't think I was going to the game. But Now I am going to the game. So.
And doesn't that suck, too? Like, you don't think you're going to game, but you got to wear something and stuff like that, and you didn't know?
Well, the cool thing is I live really close to here now. I'm going to dip home, grab probably a Mookie Betts or my Jackie Robinson one and dip out. Yeah, yeah.
You're going to dip to grab some drip?
See, this is what I'm talking about.
He's trying. Come on. But that was okay.
You know what they call it, DeMarco? They
called it drips. We had to
I heard that. Yeah, I heard that. Drips. That's okay. Help.
They call it age-inappropriate language that I use.
They have a term for it, age-inappropriate?
Yeah, because we have something called Sedano and Cap Bingo.
Yeah.
Where each show, somebody will say something like automatic, guaranteed. And one of the things where you'll say bingo is when I use what's called age-inappropriate language.
But what if it's, like, correct and used in the right way?
Right. Like, for example.
Because Snoop's old. Snoop can say what he wants.
Right. Well, that's different.
That's Snoop, though, bro.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But he can say what he wants because he says it the right way.
Right. Like, here, I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
Earlier today, I was eating these blueberries.
Yeah?
They were bussy. Okay?
Okay, that doesn't make sense.
Well, I think all the young people now, when something's really good, that's what they say. They call it bussy.
But blueberries?
Yeah. Well, I'm just giving an example. They were crunchy and they were sweet.
See what I'm doing?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, but.
I think he's doing that on purpose.
Okay,
though.
But before we transition into different words and all this other stuff.
Because he had teammates at one point. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Tonight, if you're going to the Dodger game and you're the first 40,000 fans to arrive, you will be getting a Jackie Robinson jersey. So shout out to you if you can get there early. I can't. But Cap, tell the people who brings what you need to know.
I'll tell you right now who brings you what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. How about that? Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. You know what they should have done tonight at the Dodger game?
What? Mm-hmm.
Rather than giving away 40,000, they should have given away 42,000, don't you think? I mean, isn't that like just obvious?
Wow. You're an idea man. I like that.
I mean, I'm a marketing promotions guy is what I am.
You know what really drives me nuts about that?
Tell
what
me.
Size are these jerseys? Because I know it's not going to be my size, right?
I feel like it's a universal size. Because I have, like, when, you know, everybody knows I've lost a lot of weight.
Yep.
So I remember when I had my Kershaw jersey, when I got it, my girl told me, Eva, you still haven't bought me the jersey. She goes, when you're able to button it up, I'm going to buy you a real one, like an authentic jersey.
Yeah.
And I remember I sent her a picture and it's like loose, but I think it's like a large, extra large. I think
the one at the stadium. At the park? Okay. Yeah, yeah. All right. See? That's where half my anger came from, Cap, when I was
yeah,
a kid.
Yeah, I understand.
Right
there.
Yeah, they could fit it. I couldn't. So I'll get you back someday.
Like
yeah.
if you pulled up and they were like, hey, you got anything else besides a large, extra large? What size would you prefer?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
If it doesn't have two X's, then it's a non-starter. Right. Non-starter. Right.
That's funny. Yeah, so 40,000 people tonight. That's odd to me that they either didn't think symbolically about 42,000. By the way, it's not a criticism. I'm just giving ideas.
Yeah, makes sense.
The other part of it is I think Dodger Stadium, like a sold-out house, is like 53,000 and change. So, I mean, it's going to be sold out tonight. I mean, the place is going to be going crazy. There's going to be a great buzz in the air. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I guess you got to get there because I'll tell you right now, there are going to be 13,000 people in Dodger Stadium going, hey, I didn't get one.
Yeah, I love going to games. Like, I'm so excited for baseball. The Lakers didn't do what they needed to do. So, you know, we got here mourning that. But I hate because I work and I get off late. Even when I would get off at like 5 or 6 p.m., at another job prior to working here, getting to Dodger Stadium, like, DeMarco, you and I were talking about it. We're, 5 miles away maybe from Dodger Stadium? It'll take us about an hour just to get in their park and get to our seats, you know, if we go at 7. Like, we're going to miss a lot of the game. So it always gets me so mad. It's like, bro, just give every fan, no matter what time they get there, that promo. It's not like y'all can't afford it.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, on Monday, I'm going with Mason and Greg and Briones and, you know, the winner that he had. And I'm probably...
Thanks, Mason, for the invite.
Damn.
Yeah. Tell him, Funch.
Mason, Mason's been Funch. Talking about it. But anyways...
He's really hot.
Like, Will Smith, bobblehead night, I'm not going to get that either. So I'm like, bruh. Like, I'm out here spending... Well, you know... Thanks, Mason. Like, you know, but it's just like I want the bobblehead too. Like, I want the jersey too. The replica ring, I think I went to that game too, and I wasn't able to get it because I wasn't part of that group. Like, y'all can afford to make it so everybody gets one. I'm just saying.
Move the time of the game back?
No. Just make enough for everybody to have one.
Oh. Well, you want a little secret, Laura?
No, I know what it is. Don't say it. I know what it is.
What is it?
When you go to, customer service relations or whatever, guest service, and you just like, hey, I missed it. Can I get it?
That's right. Because here's the thing. They say we're going to give away 40,000, but they don't really have only 40,000. They got a supply, a closet full of this kind of stuff, you know? And so it's great to have extra. So what you do is, especially if you're getting there late and you got a ticket, you go, hey, you go into guest service and you go, yo, how's it going? What's up? You make friends with somebody. You go, listen, I'm really sorry I got here late. You know, I was working. Gosh, I really want one of those Jackie Robinson jerseys. I'm sure there are more, aren't there? Like, can I get one now? And they'll be like, oh, yeah, for sure. Mm. We've got you. No problem.
Some don't do that, though. Like, I've had situations because I've talked about this, like, me and my nephew, we went for the Kershaw bobblehead, and there was like a whole situation that happened. We got there early enough or whatever, but some stuff happened that, you know, prevented us from getting there within time. Mm. And I remember I was like running, and this guy's like, are you good? Are you? Because I was like trying to run, you know, running here.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this happened, blah, blah, blah. And I want, you know, my nephew really wants a bobblehead. I brought him for his birthday. And he was like, oh, you know what? Go see if you get it. And if you don't, just say my name, go to this place, and I will make sure to have two for you guys.
And I was like, cool. Who's the guy?
I forgot his name, bro. This was a long time. My nephew is now 22. This was when he was like 18.
Wow.
Okay.
But, you know, I was like, thank you so much. And he's like, I need your number, blah, 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 you know, just to make sure. And then my nephew's like, no, you can't have my aunt's number. And then I was like,
I like your nephew.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But like, it was a whole thing. And then the guy did, you know, he was like side trying to step in there. But I got the bobblehead. But it doesn't always work because I've tried doing that and be slick for certain stuff. And they're like, yeah, if you didn't get it, you didn't get it.
I don't know. When I do that, I turn on the charm. Plus, I'm hot.
I don't got no charm. You know? And I'm not hot.
Yeah, you are. You're both. You're charming and hot. Yes, you are.
I don't got none.
That's why I'm trying to explain this to you. You know what I mean? Because truth be told, I'm not really charming or hot either. But I was just trying to give you a roadmap for how this thing goes down.
I have to let DeMarco know something that you said. So we were talking about, you know, they were in studio. Sedano and Cap were in studio this week. And Cap talks about how he just walks into VIP areas. Like, he don't have, like, the VIP ticket.
Are you just Bogard? You just
tell
walk
them what
in?
You do, because I don't believe this.
Okay, so what I do is, first of all, I understand security people.
Yeah.
Okay? I understand security people. And as a result, when you understand security people, a lot of times, DeMarco, you can just make eye contact with a security person, and there's an unwritten communication between us. You know what
no,
I mean?
This is a lie.
No, this is true. And so I was telling these guys that I was at a music festival, and there's these huge lines to, like, get into the general admission area, but then there's this VIP area in the back. So I go walking up to the security guys, and I tell my crew that's with me, I'm like, just keep going. Go ahead. Keep walking.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The security guys are like, what's going on here? I'm like, yo, these guys are all with me. It's all good. Don't worry about it. It's me. You know me. Give them my name. It's all good. And I push everybody through, and then I'm like, all right, man, you have a good night. All right, good. Be safe out there. And I just kind of push everybody through. Now, Laura gets messages from security people going, he's full of it.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
Yeah. That's $200.
It depends. You just, you know which guy you're picking on.
Yeah, you got to be able to make eye contact and communicate with people.
He gives you a look like, is this somebody I should know? And
right.
You give the look like, you should know me. You know how to play the game. I get you.
It's me.
Yeah. I get you.
Yeah. No, this is a lie.
What's your batting average with that?
I'd say
because it's not 100%.
No, not 100%.
I think that's what they think.
Yeah, no, I do not. I acknowledge it's not 100%.
Are you above the Mendoza?
I would say, yeah. I'm going to call myself at about, I'm going to say 68.5%.
Okay, not bad. Not bad. Yeah. So there are some guys that will stop you. Some
Shut
guys.
Me down. Shut me down.
You've gotten people fired.
Well, I mean.
Like, who let this guy back here?
Right. How'd this guy get in here? Where's his wristband?
Right.
And
how come
I
he's got 10 people with him?
He was like, whoa. Right, Cap? Because you were in the studio. I was like, dude, we just laugh, flash, smile.
That's what you can do.
Yeah.
Right.
I follow my brother's advice. He does the same thing you do, just a little more aggressive. But he says when he gets stopped, are you the guy that can tell me yes? And the guy will say, well, I can't do that. Well, you can't tell me no either, and keeps walking.
Are you the guy that can tell me yes? Well, no, I'm sorry. I'm the... Well, then you're not the guy who can say no.
Absolutely.
That makes all the sense in the world.
And keeps right on walking.
Yep. Yeah,
that don't work.
You got to have a confidence as if I don't even need a wristband. I don't need the VIP accommodations.
You just got to know people, man. That's all. Like, you just got to know people. You got to text the right person.
True.
That's it.
Can I ask a question, Cap?
Yeah.
Do you play poker?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
No,
which means
really.
I would never want to play you.
Because right, I make the kind of mistakes that might actually win or at least screw you up.
Until that one hand when you got me.
I know, right? All right, stick around, everybody. Coming up, here's the thing. We were talking about this Jackie Robinson jersey at the Dodger game tonight, but guess what? The Lombardi Trophy is going on tour. I wonder if DeMarco is going with it. We'll get to that story coming right back. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yo, it's Friday afternoon. It's Sedano and Cap. DeMarco Farr is in the house sitting in for Sedano, who's out on assignment today. I don't really know if that's what the deal is. I just think that sounds kind of cool. And
no, he is.
You know, he's
They
he's
told
out.
Me he had NBA.
No. He's actually at the University of Miami calling the University of Miami spring football game on the ACC network, which is owned by ESPN. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Isn't that cool? Yeah. It's
fun. How was Miami?
How is it, or how are they? Like the team?
How is the Hurricanes?
I don't know how they're expected to be. They, you know, they got this new coach, Mario Cristobal.
Oregon. Okay, yeah, good for him. That's awesome.
Yeah,
okay.
And so you know, George is a South Florida, Miami guy.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's where we first connected 25 years ago.
God,
you know?
Cap, I wanted to play them so bad. I'm sorry, I have to take you back to 1991.
Oh,
I'm sure. We went to the White House.
Yeah.
To meet the president for the national championship, and this is the year we split with Miami. Mm-hmm. You know, we had co-national champions, and they were in the White House at the same time.
Oh, no
we
way.
Almost went right there.
No way.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And look, they would crow and say what they want. There's no way you're beating us. We would have mopped the floor with you, and everybody knows it.
Well, I'm just thinking out loud here for a second. 1991, University of Washington, that is Mark Brunell's the quarterback, right?
Actually, Mark got hurt, so it was Billy Joe Hobert.
Okay, so Mark and Billy Joe Hobert. Yeah. And
Steve Ettman.
Steve Ettman, great player.
First
oh my God.
Pick in the draft.
Yeah, what a great player.
Defensive tackle, finished fourth in the Heisman. That's right. How good he was.
Well, and I think, if I'm right, that year, I want to say Gino Toretto was a quarterback for Miami, and he won the Heisman.
Yes, and he's from my neighborhood. That's part of the reason why you wouldn't have come close to us. I played him in high school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I knew at your very core. Once we got to him, the game's over.
God, I wish I could start coming up with other guys on that team. I mean, I guess Warren Sapp may have been on that team.
He's a year behind me. I think he was there. I'm not sure if he was starting. The Rock was there, I think.
Yeah, Dwayne Johnson was there.
They're stacked. It was a true Miami squad, but you weren't going to touch us that year.
Yeah, they had a linebacker named Michael Barrow who had a great NFL career.
Yeah. I think they had more pros than we did.
Oh, yeah, they had a lot. I just wish I could come up with their names. So, yeah, that's where George is. He's actually out there calling the game tomorrow for ACC Network. So, yeah, it's cool. DeMarco, hey, speaking of which, let me ask you a question. Are you going on tour with the Lombardi Trophy? Have you heard about this?
I have.
Are there any DeMarco sightings along the way?
You know, I might show up at one of these spots. Look, this is Aaron's victory. I've had mine. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I paraded around with my trophy. That night, after we won the Super Bowl in Atlanta, the trophy was the only thing I had on by 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's my win. When I saw the Lombardi trophy, when Mace was holding it up, it was good to see you again. But that's Matthew Stafford's trophy. So maybe I'll show up to respect the trophy, but that's theirs.
April 23rd, the Lombardi trophy will be at the Civic Arts Plaza in Thousand Oaks. The next day, the Inglewood Senior Center in Inglewood. April 30th, Santa Monica Pier. Oh, my God. You put the Lombardi Trophy on, you know, one of the places that the whole world can look at and go, see that right there? I've never been there in my life, but that's the Santa Monica Pier. I mean, everybody in the world knows that landmark.
Well, I think it's special for this reason, Cap. You remember the brouhaha before the Rams got here, right? And then the brouhaha when they finally got here. Mm-hmm. They said this was impossible. Well, here it is. It should go on tour.
Well, it keeps going. May 13th, it's at the L.A. County Fair in Pomona. May 14th at the Riverside Convention Center. So starting to work your way from L.A. County into Riverside County, out into the Inland Empire at the Ontario Town Square on May 15th. Then on June 4th and 5th, I mean, this is like a real tour.
Yeah.
This is like a real concert tour. Good. Here. They didn't just go April 23rd, 4th, 5th. This thing's going on from April till June. June 4th and 5th at SoFi at the stadium. June 11th at the Nike Community Store in East L.A. June 12th, Paseo Nuevo. Laura, did I anglicize that enough?
Paseo?
Paseo Nuevo?
Si. What does that mean?
Paseo?
That's like the new street.
Paseo is not a new street.
Oh, what is it? What is Paseo?
Paseo, it could be like... Like Pass or...
New Pass?
Yeah, like New Pass.
Okay.
Paseo Nuevo in Santa Barbara. And then Fashion Island in Orange County. So, I mean, Ventura, Riverside, Inland Empire, OC. And this thing's going all over
the place. You know, it sounds funny, but I heard Mace talking about this earlier. Do try to run up. I dare you. You won't get close. I mean, they secure that thing.
Dude.
And the guys wearing white gloves, they may look docile, but they're not.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Just because I... totally will lose my Dory brain train of thought. So when they had the NFL experience, right, they had it here. And you know how long the wait was to see it?
It's the Lombardi, yeah.
It was like 5 hours.
Yeah. I was just going to say, man, the only time I was awestruck by one was when I saw the actual Stanley Cup. Yeah, they brought it into the studio, and it was sitting right in front of me. And I'm like, I see why you guys, you know, take years off your life for this. This is huge. It's amazing. Same thing with the Lombardi, man. I mean, who was I talking to? Funcho, before the show. Defending a Super Bowl is the toughest thing on the planet. I could care less. Really. I'm serious. It is the toughest thing in sports, trying to defend that trophy.
Yeah, I would bet. I mean, listen, I know everybody talks about how Aaron Donald is now committed to coming back. And I never bought for a minute that he was ever really thinking about retirement. I don't know how you feel about that. I feel like it was kind of like a throwaway comment by Rodney Harrison during the pregame of the Super Bowl. He was like, yeah, you know, I talked to him, and if he wins, you know, he's considering retirement. I was like, wait, where did that come from out of nowhere? Did you think he was seriously contemplating retiring?
I think you're exactly right. I think it was just, you know, Aaron said something and, you know, the heat of battle, or he was euphoric and – you know, when you do win it and you are the best team in the world, it's just you don't want that feeling to end. Did I tell you it was the best worst feeling of all time?
The best worst feeling.
It was the best worst feeling of all time, being when you're out there and you're listening to Queen, We Are the Champions, and there's ticker tape coming down. It is the best worst feeling because it's the best because you just won the Super Bowl. There is no game tomorrow. This is the biggest game, and you just won it. The worst feeling is, you know, next year the team's going to be different. This is the last time this group of guys is ever going to be together. So it is the best, worst feeling of all time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, there's already been a lot of changes to the Rams roster, in part guys leaving. You know, I think of Andrew Whitworth retiring. I think of Robert Woods, who we mentioned a little bit earlier, who's, you know, on his way to Tennessee now. And then you think about how different it will be when a guy like Bobby Wagner comes to this team, and you know he's got Super Bowl experience, and he's a well-respected player that walks into that locker room, and I think everybody looks at him and goes, "This guy knows what he's doing. I mean, he's gonna make a major contribution to this team." But you're right. I mean, this whole team is, I shouldn't say the whole team, but there are already major differences not only on the roster, DeMarco, but a lot in the coaching staff as well. Right?
That's the hard. Yeah, when the coaches leave, that's tough. Laura, is what are you looking at me funny for?
No. So Cap is, you know, talking about the Lombardi Trophy. Yeah. And if you can, you know, make your way out to those. But as a station, we are going to have a private key thing here. Private. You have to win to be able to go. It's going to be at Hollywood Park Casino May 12th, which is a Thursday. And they're going to have more information starting next week. So you guys are going to be able to win your way to see it.
That's what the really meme cool. mug was for?
Yeah.
I thought you were like making fun of my toughest thing to defend in sports thing.
No.
Oh, because I was getting ready to go. Okay,
no,
because
you know, we're talking. Boy, I can
see?
Take you. I can take you.
See how she flipped
Bring
on me?
Bring it. Bring it. Come at me, bro. But no, because Cap was talking about it. I was like, yo, like, that's dope. You can totally go do that, or you can listen to us and win your way.
So May 12th is obviously, I mentioned the day, May 13th at the LA County Fair. So May 12th at Hollywood Park Casino, and
private.
And it's a completely private, like VIP'd out. Like for me, I just walk up
style.
To the I walk up to the security guys. And I'm like, yo, I got all these people. They're just walking in. They're with me. These are my people. They're with
please,
me.
Please, if you guys are listening, please
don't try
do
that.
Do not try that because you guys will be like rejected.
Yeah,
we're about
work for
to
everybody.
Have like little. Baby DeMarco Farr is out there, you know, telling you, y'all got to bounce. Y'all are not on the list. Y'all got to go.
Well, I want to see the face, Cap. Get in the character and take a picture of your face as you're walking in. Like, I'm somebody doing? You need to know.
Right. Well, I lift my chin up a little bit and I look down a little bit. It's kind of like, yo, I'm making eye contact with you. My chin's up here. Like, I'm supposed to be somebody important, you know?
I mean, you are someone important. You just can't do that May 12th at Hollywood Park Casino because it's not going to go down like that. We're about to kick you out.
I see another show coming right there. Yeah. Cap, let's put Cap outside of some of the swankiest clubs and let's see if he can get in.
Yeah, let's see him work it. Let's see him work it. Because in my younger years, I was pretty good at it, you know? I really was. I talked myself into many clubs, you know? May 12th. So make sure you're listening because this is going to be a private 7-10 listener opportunity. And while people will wait for hours in line just to take a picture with the Lombardi Trophy, you're going to have a chance to win your way in. So, hey, DeMarco, speaking of, like, doing things with the radio station, will you be at the Mandy Awards?
Yes. Yes, I will be. I just talked to Amanda about that. Absolutely.
Okay. You're making plans, or was this like, yeah, maybe? Let
no,
check
no.
My calendar,
making
right?
plans for it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know me. I'm concussed, bro. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. A week before.
Okay. Are you bringing Mrs. DeMarco?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Now, will you guys have a babysitter that night, do you think?
Yes. First time.
Okay. We're going to book out some hotel rooms for an after party.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
You are.
I am, right.
Yeah,
I am.
He is.
When I say we, I mean me.
Yeah.
You, okay.
Because Sedano said, I'm going home.
Yeah, Sedano, see, Sedano's in a different place in life, though, DeMarco. He got
so
little kids. You know, he got little kids.
So do I, but I mean, we can, you know, we have a babysitter now.
Yeah. I'm going to be like empty nester that weekend, even though I'm not really there quite yet. I'm coming up to go to the Mandy's. We're going to do the broadcast. We're going to get done with the Mandy Awards. Then whatever hotel it is that we decide that we're going to get, then we're going to have like a little after party, a little Mandy's after party.
That's mandatory.
Right. I work at 3 a.m. the next day.
You just told me you're going to the Dodger game.
Yeah, but the Dodger game, I'm going to be done by like 10, 11. I get a little bit of sleep.
And you got to get up and go at 3 o'clock, right?
Yeah, 2.
Same thing,
but
see?
But then Cap, he's out here wilding. He really out here trying to be like, we going to get drunk.
Who said that?
I'll party with you, Cap.
See?
Don't you have a wedding, bro, that day?
No, I got a wedding the next day.
No, not you. Funch.
Oh.
No, his wedding.
No. The Mandy's are in June. My wedding's in May.
Oh, damn.
Cap, how hard are we going at this after party?
I don't think we're going to go real, real crazy hard. I just think that, you know, after the Mandy's are over, then we go back to the hotel for an after party.
A nice medium pace.
Yeah, we're
good.
Okay. Yeah,
we're not going
medium.
100. We're not going 100.
Medium
here.
Pace. Okay,
no.
I like
not
that.
100? Okay.
No,
okay.
Not 100. We're not talking 100. Like, no, we're talking like, we're talking like 86.
No lampshade on the head?
You know, it's not gonna get that crazy, you know? But we gotta have an after party for the Mandy's.
I woke up
one time with my underwear over my pants. I still don't know how.
Wait, what? I missed that.
I woke up one time with my underwear over my pants, and I have no idea how.
Oh my god. Okay, well we gotta break, but I had a funny story about that.
I wanna hear that.
New Orleans, man.
All right. Well, that makes sense. I mean, you've already started to lay the groundwork for it's New Orleans, so we'll start there. We got a lot we want to get to. I want to get to Al Pacino, one of the greatest football coaches that movies have ever known, has something really interesting going on that is going to spark a conversation with all of us. I'm sure everybody's going to want to get in on this. But coming up next, it is time for Funch to take over Radio Tinder. DeMarco is in for Sedano. It's Friday afternoon. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Funch, you want to take it away?
I guess producer Lindsay's not here, so I guess I'll be doing it.
Producer Lindsay is officially on vacay next week. She's been telling us she's taking fam down to Orlando, going to Disney World.
Nice.
So, Funch, you're in, man.
I'm in. I'm off the bench.
You know, DeMarco, it's next man up around here, DeMarco.
Absolutely. Yeah. Got to be ready.
All right, guys. So if you guys watched a Pelican-Spurs playing game a couple nights ago, you saw an iced-out Zion Williamson on the sideline. And what you probably saw was video of him shooting around before the game and even doing 360 dunks. Now I have a theory, and I haven't talked to anyone or heard anything from any insiders. I haven't talked to Sedano or Woj or anybody else. I think that Zion could be on the way out of New Orleans, especially since a report today came from ESPN's Andrew Lopez that says Zion and the Pelicans are having differences on how healthy Zion could be and if he wants to come back and play. If the Pelicans continue their season or not tonight. So, question is, will Zion Williamson be in a Pelicans uniform this time next season, swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
I'm going to swipe left. And I'm going to say that, and this is just a guess here, I haven't put a lot of thought into this, but I'm going to say that he's not going to be back with the Pelicans. Even though, frankly, he should be back with the Pelicans. Because you know what? They're kind of an exciting young group of guys, and maybe I think they're better than they are just because I saw them take it to the Lakers as many times as they did this season, especially in must-win situations.
They did it all without him, though, Cap.
Right. So that's what I'm getting at, is that if they had him, how much better might they be if he were in shape, healthy, and hungry? So on one hand, I would like hate to let him go. But on the other hand, he don't seem real interested in getting back to help because all these 360 dunks that I see, I'm thinking to myself, if he can do that, how come he can't put on a uniform
exactly.
And play?
Exactly. Play like 10 minutes or something.
What do you think, DeMarco?
I'm going to have to swipe right. How many games has he given them?
Not many.
Man, like
85?
In like 3 years.
There's no way you can let him go before he's actually done something for you.
Yeah,
there's just no way.
But isn't a thought that maybe our team's better off without him? Because they're in a playoffs play-in right now, and they didn't play.
In a play-in. We're celebrating. So we're MoBev or Pat Bev now?
I mean, I guess if you're the Pelicans.
We're celebrating play-ins now?
If you're the Pelicans or the Minnesota Timberwolves, yes, you are.
No. You, there's no way. Then why'd you draft him? You can't help, you know, the fact that he got hurt, but why'd you draft him to get rid of him?
I mean, why did why did Portland draft Greg Oden? You know, I mean, it was the best
player
available.
Okay, kind of the same thing. Yeah, kind of the same thing.
The best player available, I mean, but, you know, the Pelicans have been doing it without him, and, you know.
But I have never been as excited about Greg Oden as I've been about Zion. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see Zion back on the floor. I'm with you.
And there's also that notion that, you know, he's in New Orleans. There's a lot of Cajun food down there. And
you can tell he's put on some pounds.
Yeah, I mean, have you seen him in this, I don't know, he's in a commercial with Zach LaVine. I don't know if it's Gatorade or some kind of commercial, but he looks like he's pushing 400 pounds.
He's a big dude. Yeah, he's not Oliver Miller big, but he's big.
No,
I got to swipe right. Yeah, there's no way. Why would you dump him so soon?
Let me ask you this question, though. If I could tell you, in theory, just work with me here for a second. Let's not get all basketball-y. But seriously, if I could tell you right now, Russell Westbrook for Zion. So you don't know about Zion's injuries, and you don't know if he's going to eat himself out of the league. But on the other hand, you already know what you have with Russ.
How mean.
So I'd take Zion in a heartbeat.
Me too.
Right. But I mean, at this point for Russ, I mean, you would take this trophy for Russ. You know what I mean?
Anything to get rid of Russell Westbrook.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
Mean, we but, all.
I mean we get Zion on one of those good LA diets and stuff like that where he becomes vegan or something like
yeah.
that. And
I see
yeah,
it. I see it.
He slims
would be
out
fun. Would be fun.
Laura, did you think I sounded mean when I said he might eat his way out of the league?
Yes. As a big girl, as a little fat girl, you know, that kind of hurt my feelings.
Well, it shouldn't hurt your feelings. This guy has, listen, his weight is a very serious problem.
Yep.
I know, he's an athlete and he should be in shape. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah,
it's a big issue.
Serious.
All right, guys, next one. Jared Leto, the actor, is the kind of actor that is called a method actor. Now, if you guys don't know what a method actor is when an actor gets so engulfed with their roles, they actually start to believe that they're their character.
Yeah.
Now, Daniel Day-Lewis is really famous for acting like Abraham Lincoln off the set of Lincoln.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, he had people calling him Lincoln off the set. Leto is in a movie called Morbius, which is bombing at the box office right now. It's a Marvel vampire movie or whatever. But the one story to come out of this, you know, Morbius movie or whatever is that Jared Leto character is in a wheelchair at one point, and he's actually asking people around the set to wheel him to the bathroom while he's still in character. I just think that's wrong. I mean, I just think that, hey, man, I just think that, hey, if you're well enough to go to the bathroom yourself and you're, you know, you can still be in character going to the bathroom, but you don't have to actually ask the, you know, the PA, poor PA guy over there to wheel you to the bathroom or whatever. But, you know, is Jared taking his craft too far by making people wheel him to the bathroom, swipe left or swipe right, DeMarco?
Swipe right. Definitely. He's taking it too far. I think it's just him, though. Because Jamie Foxx doing Ray, I mean, he was blind and he stayed in it. He had to have people help him. I get that. But I think it just – I'm not a fan of Jared Leto. I was trying not to say that. But I'm just not a big fan of Jared Leto. But it seems like he takes it a little bit too far. Kind of like Jim Carrey when he got lost in the role when he was doing Andy Kaufman.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And
that's
wouldn't
right.
come out of it.
That's
and,
right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he makes you want to go crazy. So I – just because I don't – I'm not a fan of Jared Leto. I'm going to swipe right.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm not a fan. Like, and it's not like I hate the guy, you know? Like right now, I'm in a Will Smith boycott, DeMarco.
Yeah, okay.
My girlfriend the other night, she wanted to watch King Richard, which is the movie that he won the Academy Award for.
It's good.
I haven't seen it, and I won't see it because I'm right now in the middle of a Will Smith boycott. I don't know what he might ever do to get me to come out of my Will Smith boycott, but I don't get jiggy with it anymore. Nothing like that. Okay?
I know what he can do.
Tell me.
Do a Tarantino movie.
Ooh, man.
That would change a lot.
Oof.
Wow, that's...
See? You can't say no. You can't say no to that.
That's bold.
Gutsy.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. So, I also don't really love the whole Jared Leto thing. And I also don't love when actors get so deep into character that they turn it into their lives. I mean, really, guys? Like, for example, I remember when Val Kilmer was playing Jim Morrison, and they said the same thing, that he was completely trying to become
that movie's so good too.
Jim Morrison. Yeah. And I'm like, listen, I get it. You grow your hair, you know, you study his dance moves or the way he sings, but you can't, like, turn it off at night and go home?
I guess did the kid lose his mind playing Freddie Mercury, or he just did the part and went home?
I don't know. I don't know if he was method enough to where, like, you had to call him Mr. Mercury offset or whatever.
Okay, but
I mean,
he kind of got it,
right? Yeah, he did. He really did.
So I guess some actors can do it. There was an actor. Who was the actor that came out and said either you can do it or you can't? Harvey or Bart?
It's one of those guys in the Fantastic Beasts movie.
Yeah. Yes. He said he thought method acting was a bunch of, you know what, either you can do it or you can't. I'm kind of in that camp.
Yeah, really. I feel like when they say cut, all right, everybody cut. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Call time is 9 a.m. Like, take off the clothes, put on a baseball cap, and get back to being who you were.
Right.
At least that's the way I see it.
We're not actors.
There's a lot of method actors out there going, oh, yeah, tough guy. You want to try it?
Yeah. We're not supporting a tentpole movie, you know?
All right, Funch, we're in the middle here of Radio Tinder. What do you got next?
One more. Coachella starts this weekend, guys, at the Indio Polo Fields, and everyone that is cool will be there, I guess.
Everybody but me.
Yeah, everyone but me, too. Headlining is Harry Styles, who makes really good catchy songs. I don't know if you guys really like Harry Styles or not.
Yeah, dude. Do you realize that Harry Styles is playing Coachella, and he's playing tonight? Do you know what time he goes on?
What time?
When I tell you, DeMarco, tell me if you would stay awake to go see Harry Styles tonight. 11:30.
Oh, man. Come on, Harry.
And that's really like 12:30.
Oh, Harry. Bruh, really? You can't push that up a couple hours, man?
I mean,
you know,
watermelon sugar high me at like 8 o'clock. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Also, who's headlining with Harry Styles is Billie Eilish and the Swedish House Mafia, who actually replaced Kanye last minute.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I never been to Coachella. It's still on my bucket list, even though I'm like 40 in my 40s. But I've been to Coachella like festivals, and I think, like Danny Glover said in Lethal Weapon,
you're getting too old for this.
So guys, do you still have the energy for music festivals? Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
All right. Well, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you right now that I have a little bit of FOMO right now about Coachella. And the fact of the matter is, I've never been to Coachella before. But DeMarco, my 18-year-old daughter went out there last night, and my 15-year-old daughter went with her friend and the friend's mom today. And my best buddy and his kids are all out there this weekend. And I've got a little bit of FOMO right now that I'm not out at Coachella and I've never been. But the question of, are you still into festivals? DeMarco, I got like a whole festival thing happening here in the next few months. I got the Beach Life Festival in Redondo Beach. That's in May. I've got the Ohana Festival down in Doheny State Beach. That's in late September, early October.
Man, Cap, you're awesome, man. Right. Jeez, we need to hang more.
Right, and then the Wonderfront Festival is the week before Thanksgiving in downtown San Diego. So I'm not doing Coachella, but I'll be in Redondo Beach for the Beach Life Festival in May. I'll be in Doheny State Beach for the Ohana Festival in late September, early October, and I'll be at Wonderfront in downtown San Diego in November. So, yes, I love music festivals.
I'm swipe right there with you. Everything he just named has a seat. You can sit down. That's the difference. So, yes, I am all in on festivals as long as they're age appropriate, meaning I can go there and enjoy it by sitting down. All this standing up, walking around, okay, you may have me. And I'm not waiting till 11:30 for Harry Styles. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's late, man.
Yes.
That is really late.
What was that concert I went to? Oh, it was a Def Leppard concert. And they hit the stage at like 10 o'clock and started playing their slow stuff first.
Oh, man.
We left. Come on.
Oh, dude. That's terrible. Oh, my God.
Started out with, you know, like all this slow stuff. Come on, man. Pick it up. Let's go.
Damn. I will say this, though. Like, I look at the headliners at Coachella, and Harry Styles, like, it's not enough to get me to go.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Also, I'm kind of like, and even The Weeknd, I guess maybe. But the thing about The Weeknd is, yeah. I'd see him too, but I'm like, yo, it's Sunday night already. I've been here a couple of days. It's getting late. Like, that would be my mindset, unfortunately.
And that's a problem with Coachella now. You can't just buy one day. You have to buy all the whole weekend.
It's all right. You know, it's something you should all experience once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm having FOMO that I'm not out there this weekend.
That's all right. Get there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I thought about it. I actually thought about it because tomorrow.
Cap, me and you next year, man. Let's go.
Okay. Listen, you got me sold.
We could do a remote out there, too.
Okay. The thing is, you should make this happen, Funch. This has to happen because we're trying to send him to EDC.
Ooh.
Or Burning Man. We were trying to figure
out
what.
Let's go. I'm with you, man.
No, Cap.
Cap. Absolutely. Let's go,
Coachella.
Cap.
There you
go.
Yeah. There it is. We found it, Cap. We found it.
Coachella would be awesome. I'd love to do it. I've been there, and I've been on the grounds, and I love it out there, but I've never been to this festival. And again, to have my two daughters out there this weekend, I'm kind of feeling like a lot of FOMO right now.
Have you been to a Coachella, though, Cap?
I've never been to Coachella,
and
no.
Do you feel like a loser that your daughters are going to go before you?
Dang, Funch, that's just mean. Why would you go there?
I'm just saying.
I mean, Funch, but if you want to know the truth, the answer is yeah, I do.
I mean, I would too.
I do. I feel like an idiot, you know?
Hey, but Funch, Cap can get in without a ticket, though.
And you paid for it.
Straight to VIP.
And on top of all that, you paid for these tickets, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh. So wait a second. You ready for this, Laura?
Uh-huh.
You're gonna be impressed by this. You ready?
Oh, let me be impressed. Okay.
My 18-year-old daughter works two jobs. She, and by the way, these are opposing jobs. One is at the local pizza place, and the other is at the local gym.
Wow.
So, like, I mean, is that not, I mean, that's both sides of the coin, isn't it?
Candy store and a dentist.
Right. So my one daughter, she paid for all of this on her own. She did. My younger one, who's 15, is like, Dad, I want to go to Coachella. I said, okay, and how much is the ticket? She told me, I think it was like $700 for 3 days. I said, listen, I'm not paying $700 for my 15-year-old daughter to go out to Coachella. It's not happening. You know what she did?
What?
She started going around my house. She found all these clothes that she doesn't wear anymore, all these shoes that she doesn't wear, all this kind of stuff. She started posting it on, I don't remember the name of the app that she was posting it on, and she wound up making about $1,000.
Wow.
Man.
To buy the ticket.
Nice. That's dope.
How do you feel about that?
I feel good and bad.
Yes.
I feel good because I know that my kids will benefit from having to do that. You
Very
know?
Industrious.
Right.
But...
And I feel bad because all their friends' parents are just buying them tickets and putting them in hotels. And my daughter's like, oh, my God. Like, my friends have it all. Like, they've got it made. And my dad's making me actually work for it. So I feel good and bad. How should I feel, DeMarco?
I was going from a different angle. Like, you know, I would say, no, I'm not paying for this, meaning I don't want you to go.
Yeah,
right. But she found her own way to get there. So I'm like, that would hurt.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and... The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Yeah, I mean, Listen, I had this whole big fight with my ex-wife about it, too. She's like, she's 15 years old. She shouldn't be going out to Coachella. And I was like, she's going with somebody else and their mom. She's like, well, still, she shouldn't be going to Coachella. I'm like, she made her own money to buy her own tickets.
You got to applaud that.
That's what I thought.
But I'm with the ex for a hot minute because I'm like, Cap, you let your daughter go out there by herself? Oh, what? She's with another parent. Oh, good. This is all good.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, she's with somebody else and a mom. So.
Yeah.
Hey, Radio Tinder is presented by our new sponsor, Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala, award-winning small batch premium sipping tequila. This is such a phenomenal tequila. I don't know if you've had a chance to try it yet, DeMarco. TequilaMandala.com. Really, demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. And DeMarco, this is a... If you like tequila, I'm telling you right now.
I do.
I tried last week the extra agave, and dude, it... It is delicious.
Really?
Yeah, it's like it's got like a vanilla-y, caramelly sipping.
See,
dude, it's so good.
See, Laura's about to jump all over me. I know this. I'm not.
What?
I know what I'm about to say. Is,
oh, okay. Wait, let's put context on that.
I'm not into tequila per se. I'm into what it does for me. You know, but like he says, I want to try this because he says it tastes great. I could care less what it tastes like. I just want to get to where I'm going, if you know what I'm saying.
Dude.
I do.
So the bomb. Okay, I haven't tried it. I have not tried Tequila Mandala, but it is made by somebody who is from Jalisco. That's where my family's from, and I know that's where tequila comes from. So I know it got to be good because he's, you know, he's local from there. But the bottles on this are amazing.
Yeah,
they're hand painted, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, these things are pieces of art.
Hand painted. Okay. That's dope. Yeah. That's so dope.
You got any caps? Send me some.
Well, this is actually a funny story because last week we did a remote broadcast from the Black Gold Golf Course in Yorba Linda, and the rep from Tequila Mandala was there, and he gave me this beautiful bottle, this like their top of the line bottle, and I don't really have like a tequila collection like some people do, so I took it over to my buddy's house who does have this really nice tequila collection. I went, buddy, I just brought you Tequila Mandala. This is the crown jewel of your entire collection. We opened it, we sipped it, and the nice part of it is, because there was a thought process, DeMarco, like, if I bring it over and we open it and we sip it, am I allowed to take it with me? Or once I bring it to your house, does it now become yours? Like, is it obvious that I'm bringing a gift? Or am I bringing a bottle that I'm planning on taking with me? So I left it at his house, and it's his birthday tonight, and I'm going to his house for a birthday party this evening, so I plan on sipping on that Tequila Mandala.
You know, if you brought it over, I wouldn't assume that it's mine. But I wouldn't, if you left it when you left, I wouldn't remind you.
All right. Hey, you left your Tequila Mandala. No. Once you leave, then it's yours.
Exactly. Right. Kind of like your lawnmower.
Hey, DeMarco, let me ask you this. Have you been watching any of Ohtani? Because to me, I'm going to be on Ohtani watch all season long. I'm going to keep up with every Dodger game, and I have high expectations that the Dodgers will win the World Series this year, just as Dave Roberts had no fear whatsoever in the preseason to say that. But Ohtani, to me, is the most interesting guy in all of baseball. Where he comes from, the multiple disciplines that he can provide a team, pitching, hitting, bomb home runs, I find him to be the most fascinating player in baseball. So I'm on Ohtani watch. Are you keeping up with Ohtani?
I'm with you. I still can't believe I'm seeing what I'm seeing. I'm surprised that more guys can't do this. So I guess when I do see a guy that can pitch and hit, I'm surprised by it. But I'm still surprised that there aren't more like him. So, yeah, kind of.
So last night, Ohtani went 3 2/3, 6 earned runs, 5 strikeouts and 2 walks. So he didn't exactly put on some pitching exhibition, you know?
Right.
He wasn't brilliant last night. And at the plate, he was 1 for 4 with a run and 2 strikeouts.
Oh, he's human.
Right. That's exactly like the next line. So for as much as I find him so interesting, and I probably, if there was no Ohtani on the Angels, I'd still kind of want to keep up a little bit with Trout. But the fact is, without Ohtani, I'm a lot less interested. With Ohtani, I'm keeping my eye on this thing every day. But he is human.
Right. It's not going to happen every single night. That's rare. But, I mean, look, he is still fantastic. He is still must-watch. I'm right there with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually find myself thinking that I'm going to, at some point, hit an Angels game this year.
What's wrong with that?
No, it's all good. It's all good. It's just,
Stigma still attached to Angels baseball?
Stigma? What stigma?
Like the same with Clippers. Is there still a stigma attached to being a Clippers fan?
Yeah. Losers.
Same with the Angels?
I should dump that. Yeah.
See, this is why.
Just saying. My bad, Clipper fans, but not really. Sorry, not sorry.
You guys need to be more welcoming on the other side.
No,
really.
We're not.
You do. You need to be more welcoming.
Kaplan.
Because you create haters is what you create.
I want to hear this. I want to hear where DeMarco's going.
You create haters when you do that. Just be more welcoming.
There's no threat
to your empire.
Of course not.
We know this. Everybody knows this.
So wait, what are you saying, though? Are you saying that a Laker fan right now should be supporting the Clippers?
Supporting. You don't have to support, but you don't have to denigrate. You don't have to treat them as less than. Come on now. That's how you create haters. That's how you created these legion of people that are going crazy because the Lakers have missed the postseason.
Dude.
Because of all the heat you've talked. See? They're enjoying themselves
they
right
love
now.
It. But okay, so there's a few people who are in our community. Are you in our community and the Twitter community?
I think I might be. Am I?
In the circle of trust?
You have to get in, DeMarco. Yeah, okay. It's the Sedano and Cap circle of trust on Twitter.
If you're not in it, I'll help you out during the break.
Okay. All right.
But here's the funny thing. So there's a few people who are big Clipper fans in our community. And they were like, you know, because when they lost, I was like, haha, the Clippers are going to do what the Clippers do, and that's Clip. They lost their last game, right? So then this guy's like, no, we're going to win this game, blah, 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 blah. And then today he tweeted us, oh, my God, PG's out. Like, and I was like, bro, this is what y'all do. Like, y'all can't get a break. Like, y'all are just cursed. Like, it's okay. Like, I don't even got to make fun of y'all. Y'all make fun of y'all. Like,
wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't got to do it. I really don't got to do it. I'm just saying.
It's well, still this, a thing. Yep.
This story...
I mean, I don't want nobody hurt, by the way. Can we just say that? That's really...
Okay. That's fair.
But this story about Paul George today and missing this play-in game against New Orleans and being positive for COVID, that's the deal here. Now, I got to tell you guys, I mean, maybe I've been living in a little bubble here.
You have.
Okay, but I thought it was over. I thought we were done. I thought we were out of it. In fact, I had this really weird dream the other night that I got COVID. And somebody said to me, well, how'd you get COVID? And I said, I got it by living like it didn't even exist any longer. And truth be told, that is the way I've been living. You know, hey, listen, you look last night at the Dodger game, 53,000 people. People are living like it's over, like there's nothing going on anymore. And it shocked me today when I found out that Paul George won't be available for this game because of COVID. I mean, DeMarco, were you living that way?
What do you mean?
Like it's over.
No. I just today at Starbucks, I think, Laura, how many people in that Starbucks were wearing masks? I know I was. About 4 or 5, and there like, had to be 20 people in there?
No, I think you were one of three.
One of three, yeah. So I'm still rocking the mask. I don't know. It took me a while to get used to. People used to look at me crazy for not wearing one.
That's true.
Now it's the opposite.
Yes.
They're looking at me crazy because I'm still wearing one.
So today I went to go get an MRI. And, you know, we walk into buildings right now very much without a mask because in LA County, they're not required. So I walk into this building. I walked into the SAG and AFTRA building. Like, I had my mask because I know I'm going to go get an MRI. So it's like a medical thing. But I didn't think I needed to go in to that building. And the security guard's, ma'am, please stop. Can you please put your mask on? And I was like, oh. He's like, yeah, we still require it. I was so thrown off because I was that person that would be like, bro, put your mask on.
Yeah.
Right on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So now I'm like, oh, I'm getting that. I'm like, oh, I'm on the other side of the coin. It was weird.
Yeah. More power to you. Same with people riding motorcycles. You want to ride without a helmet? More power to you. Good luck. I hope that works out for you. But for me, I'm as long as this thing is still out there, I'm going to try to stay as protected as I can.
Yeah. I mean, I'm being honest about it, though. Like, yeah. I really have been living like as if it's long over. And when I heard that Paul George was going to miss this game tonight because of COVID, of all the reasons, I would have been like, okay, well, if you told me that he had this injury or that injury, I'd be like, okay, I got it. You know, a guy gets hurt sometimes, you know, but COVID now?
I guess some of the sting has gone away because had this happened 2 years ago, we'd have been like, oh my God, that's the end of Paul George.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. But now it's like, wow. I mean, we're shocked.
Right.
We're like totally shocked. All right. Listen, DeMarco, we got a lot more we want to get to coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, big deal or no deal. We'll have that. Plus, I would love to talk about what's going on with Al Pacino because I find this to be fascinating and something that, frankly, I don't think I could do. But we'll talk about that coming up.